In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The death of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. What to do if you still have one, and where the tech giant goes from here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. It finally happened. Samsung is killing its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. The epic fall of the Galaxy Note 7 is a major setback for Samsung. Initially lauded by consumers and reviewers, it was the company's biggest effort to go against Apple in the high-end market. But, and as we reported on this podcast, the company struggled to deal with the fallout from reports that the Galaxy Note 7 would overheat and even burst into flames. Last month, the company recalled 2.5 million phones to fix the problem. Just recently, users came back with more reports that some devices still had not been repaired, which brings us to where we are now, a full cease of production. So where does Samsung go from here? Let's get the very latest. Joining us now is tech columnist for Heard on the Street, Dan Gallagher. Welcome back, Dan.
Good to be here.
Real quick, for folks that still have that Galaxy Note 7, what's the official course of action to be taken?
Well, I think probably the best thing right now, I think it's still unclear whether Samsung itself would give any kind of refund. The best course of action, from what I understand, is to take them to their carrier, because apparently at least in the U.S., all the four major carriers are doing refunds and helping people get set up with new devices.
So this is obviously a big hit for Samsung. Is it clear yet how big of a financial impact this will have? Is there any estimates?
It's unclear at the moment. Obviously they haven't reported their results yet for third quarter. So within that, and if they give an outlook, I think that's where that might come up, and that probably will come later this month. The stock went down 8% today, so it's certainly not good. This is a very high profile device, and it's taking out a certain, probably millions of units of sales volume, just on the lost sales opportunity alone, and then you deal with the costs of recall and what they're dealing with in the production lines. It'll certainly be noteworthy.
Right.
The financial end.
Right. And as far as timing goes, this is 4 months before its next launch of the Galaxy S series. Obviously, there's a lot of cleaning up to do, a lot of things to sort out. In your opinion, is that enough time to rebuild trust and repair whatever reputational damage has been done?
I think that remains to be seen, because we haven't really, in the modern smartphone age, we haven't seen something like this, especially with from such a major brand. They have a huge volume of customers in the world. So I don't think every customer is gonna run from Samsung. But you have a lot of companies going after that market share. You have Apple that's very competitive. You have, what I wrote about today is Google's just launched a new phone for the high-end smartphone. So there's a lot of competition. So I think it's very likely that they probably lose some share because of the trust. How much share they're going to lose, and how permanent the damage is to the brand, I think it'll take some time to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it obviously opens up opportunities for the competition. With the Note 7 now missing from the market, there's this void for large screen devices. How can the competition capitalize on this brand new opportunity?
Well, I mean, they capitalize by making sure their phones are out there and they're visible. It's interesting because, Apple is still early in the launch of the iPhone 7, and the larger screen versions of that are pretty production constrained right now. The same with this new Pixel phone from Google. So, for those companies, they're probably, just working to bring up their production to the right numbers so they can get, units in the marketplace. The other rivals are certainly going to probably, market their phones heavier to try to get that visibility. But the thing with damage to a brand is it's not so much about getting sales in these first weeks. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people looking for a phone now because their phone went bad. But, brand damage tends to be longer term. So sales that may have happened over the next 4, 5, 6 months are what those kinds of competitors are going to go after.
All right. It certainly mixes up that market. Dan Gallagher, thanks very much for the update.
Yeah. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher. For the very latest on Samsung and the Galaxy Note 7, be sure to check out WSJD.com. There will likely be updates as new information surfaces. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.